Whew. I don't know about you, but the heat we've been having is exhausting and uncomfortable. But is being inside all day any better? Welcome to today's Families Matter message on 1420 KJCK and 107.9 FM. I'm Deb Andrus, Family Consumer Sciences Agent with Gary County K-State Research and Extension. Our Kansas summer heat often forces us to spend more time indoors at home and even perhaps at work. Increases in energy efficiency, such as through sealed buildings and houses against losing cooled air in the summer and warm air in the winter, can result in pollutants in the inside air we breathe. Some indoor air pollutants can cause irritation, such as sore eyes, burning of the nose or throat, headaches, or fatigue. Other pollutants can cause more serious reactions, including respiratory illness, allergies, or other serious conditions. Detecting poor air quality can be difficult. Some pollutants, such as paint or tobacco smoke, can be smelled or seen, but others are odorless and invisible. Another problem in detecting pollutants in the air is that people react differently to contaminants. An irritant for one person may not affect others. Children, the elderly, and those with chronic respiratory conditions are especially susceptible to some air pollutants. If you suspect poor air quality in your home, the first step is to find all the possible sources of the pollution. Identifying all potential sources and dealing with them is usually the most effective and cost-efficient. If someone in your family is exhibiting symptoms, it may be the result of multiple pollutants. Sources for pollutants include combustible contaminants, such as carbon monoxide, nitrogen dioxide, or tobacco smoke. Volatile organic compounds, such as building materials, pesticides, paint, varnishes, or cleaning supplies. And biological contaminants, which are living or once living organisms. These contaminants might include pet dander, dust mites, or molds. Investigate what is in and around the house that could cause any of the symptoms noted earlier, and then consider purchasing an indoor air quality monitor for your home, testing your home for mold, installing multiple carbon monoxide alarms, and conducting a radon test. These action steps may improve you and your family's health. This has been Families Matter on 107.9 FM and 1420 KJCK. I'm Deb Andrus, wishing you and your family the best life has to offer.